Hi. How are you? Such a formal way to start for such a filthy, informal thing. Yeah. Hi. I'm traveling for work, and I'm in a hotel room, and I've had a pretty long day, and I was just thinking that maybe we could fantasize a little bit together. I've already come a few times. And I think I might try for one more. So being in this room all to myself. I got back here. I took a shower. I'm really fresh and clean. I'm wearing an oversized shirt currently. I had underwear on, but I decided to toss those aside. I don't need them. So, since I am traveling, I don't have any of my regular toys, but I have a little one. And it's not really doing it for me, so coming before, I just use my hand. But my brain is just insatiable for oxytocin, So maybe we can think about a little scenario to enjoy together. So let me get comfortable here. Have my knees propped up. I'm gonna put my hands over my head to start, just to get some good vibes. I was just thinking, like, being in a hotel. What if I met you downstairs? You know how hotels always have a bar? I don't always go to the hotel bar. Sometimes there's regulars there, sometimes just random, tired looking, overworked people, probably. No shade if you do. But maybe we locked eyes somehow. Maybe I slipped a piece of paper into your hand with my room number on it. Maybe I went up the elevator to my floor. And maybe I went to my room. Back in my room, here I am, freshly showered, like I was saying, waiting on the bed. I couldn't wait, maybe I was thinking about you. And I came a couple times. And then I hear a knock on the door. I wonder who that could be. I answer it, and there you are. I don't want you to waste your fucking time. So I'm gonna pull your shirt and let you come inside. I would love if you pressed me up against the wall. I would love if you immediately let those greedy hands trail up my hips underneath my shirt, where you can definitely already see my nipples. I want you to lower your mouth to my neck and drag your tongue from my earlobe down to my collarbone. I want to feel that hard bulge in your pants already pressing against my hip. That would feel so nice, because I would know that's because of me. Oh, that would make me feel so good. I'm trying to restrict myself from putting my hand between my legs yet. But I already know I'm super wet, because I've already come. And I can tell that what I'm thinking about and saying is also making me wet. So, yeah. I think I want you to kiss me. Why not? You can keep touching my breasts, sliding them up my shirt. You can rub your thumbs over my nipples. I have big, juicy breasts, so you have plenty of space to play with. And while you do that, I want you to trail your tongue against my lips. Just enough to let me taste my hands would be on your neck, just resting them there at the base of your neck, touching your skin as I feel your lips on mine. I bite your lower lip. I'm not playing. Sometimes I can be cute and playful, but right now I feel really naughty, because I just invited a stranger to my room. One that I only know I'm extremely attracted to. And he's touching my nipples and letting me bite on his lip. Just pressing my legs together. I'm not putting my hand down there yet. I'm already really swollen and wet. And so when I press my legs together, oh, the friction is so good. Okay. I can feel your tongue want to press into my mouth. I'll swirl mine around yours. And then I want you to squeeze my titties together and then put your hands back down around my hips and my ass. And I want you to pull me up around you. And I want to hook these legs around your waist. Oh. touch myself in a second. But not yet. And I want you to pick me up. I want you to squeeze me to you. I feel that hard bulge and your pants pressing against my center. And I want you to lay me down on the bed gently. Or hard. You pick. And I want you to slowly push my t-shirt up above my titties. And I want you to pull your fingers down over my nipples. My soft breasts and my soft stomach. Oh, look what's down there. A bit of a mess. You can tell that I've already been dripping. And now I'm gonna need you to take off your clothes. I want you to take your belt off with one hand if you can. There's nothing hotter than a man that knows how to take off his belt with one hand. I don't know why. That's always something I tell who I'm with, because it's such a specific but extremely effective sort of thing for me. So, you slide it off. It would be fun to use, but since we don't know each other, I think we just want to get down to business. And so, you're going to come forward to me, and I want you to unbutton your shirt and unzip your pants. And I want you to remove both of those things. So you're just standing there. Now, you have your boxers on. It's still on. You can see it straining proudly through your material of it. But, oh my god. Seeing a cock pressed through fabric. I'm totally happy with that. Because I know what I get later. I want you to come forward, and I want you to just guide my knees apart and press them back. And now I need to put my hand between my legs. Hold, please. Extremely wet. Probably left over from last time, but also it feels really achy. Like I want to come again. Even though I've already come several times. Oh, being in this room, this hotel room by myself, but imagining you here. Oh, yes. Touching my clit a little bit. Okay. I want you to kneel down and hook your hands or your arms around either side of my legs. And I'm just laying there for you, spread. My shirt pushed up over my nipples, my breasts. My hair spread around me, around my head, like a halo, which is really ironic. Oh god, that feels so want you to eat my fucking pussy. Oh, God. Yeah. I don't know if you can hear that. Oh, but I'm really wet. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, my God. So, I love being eaten out. It's like such a fucking liberating thing to do. There's something so primal about it. That you would love the smell of me, the consistency. Speaking of which, a little bit. Oh, to know exactly what you would have in your mouth. I'm gonna thrust my hips a little bit. And I want you to. You have your arms hooked around my legs. And I want your hands on my hips on either side, where my hips meet my thigh. My outside of my thigh. That way you can control how much you can shove your face into me. If you want to put a pillow under my hips, even better. I'll be on full display. My clit's a little bit sore from getting off already. I think if I use the hood of my clit to just help push against it so it's not totally direct. Yes. Yes, that does feel good. So, normally I'd want you to worship me in the way that a man can worship a woman. I would love for you to nuzzle your face into me. And you can do a preamble. You can go all the way around. You can kiss my thighs. You can press into me, above my clit, into my mound, or you can just start to lap me, because I'm already dripping, and I know you want to touch it. Oh my God. Tip of your tongue swirling around the swollen clit. And I can feel how needy you are by how your fingers just dig into my hips. Description, but I have round hips and a very juicy ass. I have thick thighs and I have a little squish with big ol' mommy milkers, as they say. I don't know, is that cringe? I don't know, it feels kind of nice, feels kind of naughty. You can call them titties, whatever you want. You're in control right now. I'll let you take control. Because consent is important, right? So maybe you ask me, is this okay? And I'm gonna tell you, fuck yes, it's okay. Keep teasing my clit, or you can just run your tongue. Down my pussy, between my pussy lips. Your tongue in just a little bit. And it just gives me the feeling of maybe like the head of your cock pushing in a little, but not all the way yet. You know what I like. I don't know how. Maybe you read my mind. Maybe you can just tell by the way I sound, but you know what I like. And I want you to run it back up. And I love when somebody growls against my pussy, or hums, or makes some sort of noise. So that I can feel the vibration. Oh. But it feels so fucking good. Yes. I want you to get a little rougher now. And I want you to ask me if you can stick two fingers in. And I'm gonna say yes, please. Don't wait any longer. Okay. And so, I want you to. Push them in. And I can tell your skills because you know exactly where the most sensitive part is. Fucking God. Oh, the sounds you make. I swear, more men need to be louder in the bedroom. I hear all you on here. I hear the audios that you post. Oh, shaky breaths. Low growls. Telling me exactly what you want. God, moaning. Men, moaning is my fucking Roman Empire. Also, I feel sorry for all of you that actually have to think about the Roman Empire instead of something fun like moaning. But maybe if you're here, you do think about moaning a lot. I can hear you moan. And the loud sounds you're making tell me that you love eating out my pussy. I'm so fucking sensitive. I can't press in too hard, or else I get a little too sore. But like I said, if I just push against the hood, it feels really good. So I want you to imagine finger fucking me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I know I picked right because you can fucking find that G spot. Oh, and I'm gonna be here singing for you. Because I can't help it. Oh, this is so naughty. I don't know who you are. But I know that you feel good. I'm just rolling my hips against you while you do it. Oh, fuck. You can spit on me a little bit. On my clit. Like I did just now. I'll get a little extra. I'm really wet on my hole, but I need a little extra on my clit. I don't know if you can hear that, but yes, I am very wet. Fuck. And when you're done doing that, I'm gonna tell you that I don't wanna wait. And I think I wanna give you a little attention. Oh, because I know that you're touching yourself right now. And I want you to imagine that I gently unhook your hands. And after shoving your face into my pussy a little bit, I can take it off. And I just see how wet your face is. Oh, fuck. And then I'm gonna scoop myself up. And then I'm gonna have you stand up. And I'm gonna make you sit on the edge of the bed. Can you do that for me? I want you to sit on the edge of the bed. I want you to tell me how you like to have your cock sucked. Because I'm a little hungry for it after seeing how it's straining against your boxers or your briefs. Oh, it's like a present. So I want you to sit there. Yeah. And I might take my shirt off. Unless you prefer I leave it. Sometimes that can be kind of hot too. And I'm gonna kneel between your legs. I want you sitting on the bed. But I'll kneel between your legs. I'm gonna rub that cock through your boxers or your briefs. Whatever you wear. I don't care. They're coming off. I just rub it and I can feel how damp you are at the tip. Oh, fuck. And I know it's gonna taste really good. I need your help to pull them down. So if you wanna lay back, that's fine. And I can pull them very slowly down. And when your cock first springs free, oh, God. That gets me wet. I like to see it just bobbing there, ready to go into my mouth. Oh, yes. I like to touch myself when I think about giving a blowjob, but why don't I just suck on my fingers a little bit? I would start really gentle on the tip of it. And make eye contact with you. And just roll my tongue around it. Around the head. And then drag it down underneath. Oh, I know that's sensitive. Which is why I always go for it first. I also like to tilt my head. and just put my lips halfway around. And slide it up and down. No hands yet. My hands are on your thighs, and I'm just squeezing them a little bit. And I'm just licking you like a very tasty lollipop. But it's better than a lollipop because it just fills my mouth so much better. And it's warm and it's hard. I can cup your balls a little if you like. I can trail my tongue down. And see if you like them licked. I just fondled. I don't care. I'll do it all. Because by the time I'm done, I want you to be writhing with need. And you know I'm gonna put my hand around the base of your shaft. And I can pump it a little bit and just see how much pre-cum's gonna come out. Oh god. And I can usually tell if we're ready or not. Oh, how do you wanna fuck? Back down to my clit. In real life, back down to my clit. Not in my mind palace. Oh god, it's sore, but it feels so good though. Yes. Okay. Do we want to do it on all fours? Oh, do you want to fuck me up against something? I also love. Oh, I know what I want. I know exactly what I want. Okay. I'm gonna get up from in between you, your knees, and I'm going to ask you to do the same. I'm gonna say, do you want me to ride that cock? I did ride you in my last audio, but I want you to sit on this chair right here. I want you to sit right there on this chair. And we want to make sure that those underwear are entirely off. I'm going to ask you to squeeze and play with your cock a little bit to get it ready. I'll spit on it some more if you need me to. He's that on my fingers. Okay. And then I'm going to. Not a lap dance, but I'm going to turn around, pull the shirt off if I'm still wearing it. Let you see this ass. I'm going to just sit back on your lap with your bare cock pushed into my wetness, but not inside of me yet, no. That would be too easy. I'm going to just grind on it. I'm going to move my hips around so that you feel your cock just sliding back and forth into my pussy. And just the part where my lips come around it. Sliding up and down it. And I really expect you to grab my ass while I'm doing this. And I want your knees between my legs while I straddle you reverse. I'm gonna guide your hands up and around. And you can cup my titties. And you can do it through my shirt. Or you can put it up under my shirt. And touch my nipples. Or just cup them. Or pinch them. And I'm gonna say, are you ready for me to fuck you now? Oh, mysterious man with the fucking prettiest eyes. Oh, and hands that are so fucking good. Oh, hands. Don't get me started. Or maybe yes, do get me started. Long fingers. Big hands. Oh my god. Okay. I want you to fondle me. And I want you to be touching my titties or my hips. I don't care. You pick. But after I've ground into you as much as you can fucking take while I'm being as loud as I can. Because it feels so good. I'm gonna angle my hips just the right way to slide it down and angle it up so I can push onto you. And it's gonna fill me up so good. And maybe because I've come so many times with only my fingers, finally being filled feels like everything I wanted. And I swear to God, you better be loud. You better tell me exactly what you like. But whenever you shove up into me, the angle touches me exactly where I need it. First I go slow, and then I pick it up. Oh, you can spank me if you want, or grab on, whatever you want. I'm gonna tell you how fucking good it feels. Oh, make me your little slut. Oh fuck, I've needed this all day and only one of us want to fuck me. I can come as many times with my fingers as I want, but there's nothing like having a swollen cock inside of me. Oh, and you think I'm gonna come, but then I slow down and I just roll my hips back and forth. Oh my god, your sounds drive me insane. I knew this was gonna be so fucking good the second I saw you. I roll it around. I'm gonna pick it up again. And I can feel right now. I can feel my titties bouncing. While I'm pulling up and down. On my ass, please, please, and I'm gonna beg you to give it to me. Oh, and I'm gonna make it so good for you, because I'm gonna bounce up and down. Slow, 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 slow. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel it coming. I'm gonna come soon. I can feel it. Oh. Can you count me down? Do you want to? Fuck. Alright. Enough teasing. I just want you to fuck the shit out of me. Okay? Can you do that for me? Can you do that for me, pretty please? Pretty, pretty please. Oh, you can pull my hair a little bit. Pull on this long red hair. And I want you to pull my head back. Or you can... Maybe you want to put a hand around my neck. I don't care. But you better fuck the shit out of me, okay? Okay? Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay. Come on. Come on. Give me. Give me. I'm so greedy. Give it to me. Thing around your cock. Until you come with me. Fucking hell. I love that come in me. This is a fantasy, right? And I'm not gonna get pregnant. You can breed me. It's okay. Oh, fuck. So I'm gonna just let you fuck into me until you soften a little bit. But I like to just keep it in me for a little. And you can trail your hands over my hips, up my back, squeeze my tits again. Oh, I'm just slowly moving. Barely moving. Oh. God, I hope you were loud because that's what I thought about. Oh, yeah. Oh my God, I'm so sweaty. Thanks, stranger. Oh man, what a delectable thing to experience. Ooh, aftershock. I don't know why I giggle after I come. It just feels so good. I just... I can't help it. Oh, God. Oh, I have a mess to clean up. Titties out. Shirt above my... almost up to my neck. My legs splayed open. Anyway, I'm rambling more than I already rambled. I don't know how long this is, but it's probably forever. Thank you for joining me. we can cuddle if you want. Or you can get the fuck out. Just kidding. Either way, I'm pretty laid back, but I do enjoy my cuddles. Even if you're a stranger. A stranger I like, by the way. I hope you enjoyed. Wish me a safe flight tomorrow.